We have many reasons to celebrate today, including the 20th anniversary of this shrine, which we celebrated just last week. But the main reason why we are here today is to honor the 16th death anniversary of our founder, Father Francis. I'm sure that's why you're here. And also we have a special program to rejoice with him and to give thanks to Jesus through Mary. That's coming after the Mass. Father Francis had been given a very rich understanding of the Church's inner life. That's what we call now the Annuum spirituality. And he had a great zeal to share what he had received, to share it with everyone all the time. That was his focus, 100%, share what he had received. And it was both a blessing and a cross for him, because it was so rich and so wonderful a treasure that he could never quite feel like he had completed the mission. And whenever he spoke about the spirituality, he couldn't bring himself to share just a part of it, just one aspect of it. He felt he had to give the whole thing. So if he started, for example, with something about the Word of God or the liturgical word of the day, then he would say, but this has to be not just on the page, it has to be in the heart. And then once you get to the heart, he would say, well, then we have to ponder it. And then once he gets to ponder it, he would say, we have to be like the Blessed Virgin Mary, who pondered. And then when he got to Mary, he would say, well, Mary was at the foot of the cross, and at the cross, we focus on the passion, and then the passion brings us to the dying and the rising and the tomb and the womb, and then the Holy Spirit, and then mysticism and saints and poverty of spirit and all sorts of things. And he would bring them all in, as if he didn't quite know where to stop. There wasn't any place to stop. It was an ongoing life in God. And that's what he wanted to share, which is why he gave very, very long homilies. Now, this sense of richness and of totality and of interconnectedness is part of why the icon of Our Lady of the Liturgical Life, the icon over here, is like that. It has everything, and it's all connected, and it's all overlapping on many different levels. That's why it came out like that, because that's how Father Francis experienced the Annuum spirituality. Well, this morning we can't go into everything. We can't include everything. We need the whole liturgical year for that. Or we could say we could use the whole liturgical novena in honor of Father Francis for that. Today's the second day of the novena. I love that novena. Maybe you're familiar with it. It includes so many of the elements of the Annuum life, or angels and poverty of spirit and the rosary and spiritual childhood, and it's just a great Annuum novena. But anyway, we would need that much time to cover everything. So for today, I'd like to narrow down our focus. And since today is the feast of the great scripture scholar, Saint Jerome, I thought we ought to focus on the Word of God, the gift of the Word. Saint Jerome pondered the Word. He loved the Word. He shared the Word. He translated the Word. He was a man of the Word. So we'll focus on the Word for now. Now, later on this morning, we'll be able to focus more on Mary. Giving thanks to Jesus through Mary is the theme of the program. But for now, let's just focus on the Word in honor of St. Jerome, the patron of all those who ponder the Word, and in honor of Father Francis. Let's take three ideas. First of all, God is for us. Secondly, his word must be heard, proclaimed, and lived. And thirdly, his word is a challenge. His word is a sharp sword. So first of all, and we have to start here, because otherwise we won't give space to the word. We have to start with God is for us. God is on our side. He's not against us. And this is what we hear in today's first reading. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming. Wow, power of the word. See and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among you. That's what the prophet declared, the Lord declared through the prophet. So when we have experiences of being distracted or feeling unconnected to God, or when we're going through trials, we can sometimes get this false impression that God doesn't really care about us, or that he's even against us, he's punishing us. No, no. We have to dismiss those errors. God is for us. He is always for us. His love is everlasting. It's strong. It's a power that is meant to not just hit us, but to change us. That's the love of God, and he is for us. So that's the first point. God is for us. Secondly, his word. His word must be heard and proclaimed and lived. Since we're talking about the word of God, we're talking about Saint Jerome, this line from today's psalm jumped out at me. Actually, it's from Jeremiah chapter 31, but it's our responsorial psalm. What does it say? Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant isles. So hear it and proclaim it to distant isles. Hear it and then share it to the ends of the earth. He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd guards his flock. It's also in today's gospel. Jesus says to his disciples, pay attention to what I am telling you. Hear the word and proclaim it. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. So when we're talking about the word of God, it starts with receiving. God is a speaker. We have to be hearers, listeners, paying attention, pondering. And this takes time. It takes discipline. It takes effort on our part. God keeps speaking. He keeps proclaiming. His word is a living word. It keeps on being poured out upon us. But we have the responsibility to receive, to hear, to listen, to ponder, and to put it into practice. And this is what Father Francis emphasized all the time. Pondering the word. Every day, pondering the word. It takes work, yes, but it's worth it. It's worth it for soil to receive seeds. What is soil without seeds? What is our heart without the word of God? So be good soil for the word of God. Be a good receiver of the word and let it grow. Let it fill you. Let it overflow from you into the world, like Saint Jerome did and like Father Francis did. That second point, the word heard, lived, proclaimed, and lived. Last point, the word of God is a sword. The word of God challenges us. We see this in the gospel. After Jesus says, pay attention to what I am telling you, he says something that was hard for them to listen to. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. They did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them. They were afraid to ask him about it. See, the word has this sharpness to it. It's sometimes hard to understand, and sometimes we don't really want to understand it. It's intimidating. Yes, we have to acknowledge that's part of the quality of the word. It's sharp. But don't water it down. Don't dull the blade of the sword. Don't neutralize the power of the word of God, because it only harms us. If we don't listen, if we don't let it challenge us, if we don't let it pierce us, then we don't get the benefit of it, and neither does anyone else. I'm sure you know that on the memorial wall in honor of Father Francis, there is etched this famous line from Hebrews chapter 4. The word of God is something alive and active. It cuts like any double-edged sword, but more finely. It can slip through the place where the soul is divided from the spirit, or joints from the marrow. It can discern the secret thoughts and intentions of the heart. That's the power of the word. It's like a sword, a two-edged sword. To be pierced by this sword sounds intimidating, but to be pierced by this sword is to meet Jesus. To hear the word is to hear Jesus. To receive the word is to receive Jesus. And this word, this sword, changes us by the power of the Holy Spirit. It sometimes feels like we are being killed. And in a sense, we are. Our old self has to be killed. But the purpose of this sword is not death in itself. It's new life. Death for life. It's a life-giving word. Life in Christ. Life in the Spirit. Eternal life. That's the life that Father Francis enjoys in heaven. That's the life Saint Jerome enjoys in heaven. That's the life God has in mind for us, and that's what Father Francis is inviting us to welcome. Life in Christ. Life by the power of the word. So we ask Father Francis on this day before his death anniversary, we ask him to stay with us, to continue to teach us how to ponder and receive and proclaim and live the word, and we ask him to continue to intercede for us all, his spiritual children.